The Scirocco was threatening to kick back up. The hairs on Rohan Telford's arms and the back of his neck rose as if in challenge to Mother Nature's threat. They could all feel it. His brothers, molded from duty, sweat, blood, respect, and devotion to a guiding light, now extinguished. They all needed to be someplace else, and the window to leave was closing. But no one hurried this process. Wolf, their new team leader, was solemn. He carefully folded up each slip of paper, his head bowed, lips tight, expression tense, as if the task were a difficult one. A bullet of resentment shot through Rohan. Wolf wasn't receiving orders from beyond the grave to carry out the final wishes of their fallen team leader, Jace McBride. Jace had been the best leader, the best friend, the best everything that Rohan had been honored to serve with. Jace had been the best man Rohan had ever met, with the exception of his father. He shut down his dark ruminations about home, not allowing his expression to change or his weight to shift. All his brothers were grieving, and he didn't want to reveal his own pain and doubt. Agony rolled over him with the power of the 2-ton, 100% rank bulls he used to ride on the junior rodeo circuit. Home. Not anymore. He'd lost that privilege, shut out his family and tossed away the love and respect of the woman who'd been his one and only. And now Jace, the leader, the dreamer, the glue that held them all together, was gone. Jace had been in the process of mustering out. That had shocked all of them, left them adrift. But even in the process of leaving them, Jace wanted to lead. He'd planned to return to his hometown of Marietta, Montana, also Rohan's hometown, the place he'd been avoiding each time he'd re-enlisted and avoided taking leave. Jace had had plans, for himself, but also for all of them. Jace had still envisioned a future, whereas Rohan had been lost in the now. Next mission, next target. Jace had wanted to help his mom, dad, and sister bring their small family ranch back to profitability. He'd wanted his brothers to join him in Marietta. They would stay together, create a business, work the land, build new lives, have each other's backs. Rohan suspected that some of the men had been on board with Jace's plan, or halfway there. Jace was charismatic and persuasive, and Rohan, with a thriving ranch to return to should he wish, should have been a slam dunk. But he couldn't imagine returning to Marietta. He was too different. His family was too different. They were happy. His two brothers, married with children. His sister, finished with college and bottomed out from her thwarted music career as a once up-and-coming rock star, now worked with his mom breeding and training cutting horses. What did he have to offer? Nothing. He'd told Jace he couldn't go home. He hadn't told him why, but Jace had looked him in the eye and said, "You can always go home. You, Rohan Telford, will go home." That had been the day he'd led the mission Cross should have. Rohan's shriveled heart squeezed painfully. Jace had always had to have the last word. Wolf held Jace's battered helmet in both hands and murmured something. A prayer? Too late for that. Blood spatter remained on the helmet. "Each of you will pick one task." Wolf's deep voice resonated, his Texas hill country twang mostly under control. "You will complete this task in Jace's name, no matter how many challenges fate throws at you. You will honor Jace, his memory, his intentions, and your brothers." Everyone kept their heads lowered except Cross. His freaky eyes that looked like lightning shattering storm clouds focused on the helmet, probably imagining it should have been his empty helmet, his blood. Cross had never missed an extraction, and he hadn't shared what had gone wrong.
"No discussing the task until it's complete," Wolf intoned. "No switches, no help, no shirking. We owe it to Jace." "Jace," all his brothers murmured as if they were in church. Jace had been an amen for all of them, in different ways.